The dean of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School for Communication, Kathleen Hall Jamieson, shows that speechwriters, knowing that speeches are reported in soundbites, try to write soundbites that will get on the news. This discourages discussing complex issues. What would be the point in preparing such speeches if no one is going to hear them? And some soundbites are juicier than others. Politicians can improve their chances of getting on the news by lashing out at opponents. As in all matters of public life, the ultimate losers are the public. If the press has less access, citizens have less information. And this goes for all public officials, not just those in the White House. This is the logic underlying attack. The assumption that when people in power know that what they say will be scrutinized for weaknesses, they will think more carefully in advance and give more reliable information. Surely this is true in some situations. But often the result is not more information, but less. If public figures know from experience that anything they say will be used against them, they become more guarded. One public official, who of course requested anonymity, told me that he used to give long, freewheeling press conferences, but now limits himself to reading brief, prepared statements. Given the appeal of making others look bad, technology provides a rich source of ammunition, evidence that politicians are hypocrites, if not liars, because they have changed their positions over time. Everything a politician says becomes part of an easily accessible public record, and it's just a matter of spending a few minutes with a computerized database to find a flip-flop. President Bush was mercilessly punished for breaking his "read my lips, no new taxes" promise. But little discussion focused on whether or not the new taxes he imposed were needed or fair. Finding things to criticize overshadows other types of investigation. The argument culture undermines the spirit not only of the people in public roles, but of those who read about them, afraid to believe in anyone or anything because the next story, if not the next paragraph, will tell them why they shouldn't. ABC News correspondent Cokie Roberts notes this danger. Not only government, but, quote, all American institutions, religion, education, the family, all have been under attack. Who is then left to fix anything if you're constantly running down every institution that's in a position to do?